It's Thursday, August 8th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
The NRA pulls its leash on Trump after he shows support for background checks. Meanwhile, all hospitalized victims of Sunday's mass shooting in Texas refused to meet with the president during his visit to El Paso. And lastly, ICE detains nearly 700 workers in Mississippi.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Washington Post reports that Donald Trump has told lawmakers and aides in private conversations that he's open to endorsing extensive background checks in the wake of recent mass shootings. The Post reported that Trump asked his lawyers what he could do through executive order, according to officials. Trump's inquiries have prompted concerns among White House aides and a warning from the National Rifle Association. Embattled NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre took a break from mansion shopping to call Trump personally on Tuesday and tell him that a background check bill would not be popular among his supporters. Fact check, 90% of Americans want background checks. This isn't the first time the NRA has pulled the leash on Trump. After the Parkland shooting, the president made similar promises before checking with LaPierre, but changed his mind after one visit to the White House by the NRA. All eight hospitalized victims of the El Paso mass shooting refused to meet with President Trump when he visited El Paso on Wednesday. Letitia Mariscal, who was shot in the leg and whose dad remains in critical condition, said her family refused to speak with Trump. Quote, because of the way he talked against Mexicans, against Hispanics, she told CBS News. The family of Jorge Cavillo, who died in the shooting, also did not want to speak to the president. Cavillo's brother, Saul, who remains in the hospital, said they're offended that Trump came to El Paso after controversial comments he made. Quote, he was the one who brewed up all this hatred against Mexicans. I guess he forgot what he said.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested approximately 680 people as part of a massive series of workplace raids in Mississippi on Wednesday. Detained employees at a Coke food plant in Morton, Mississippi, were boarded on three buses and taken to the Mississippi National Guard base. Many immigrant rights advocates have speculated that workers are targeted for raids after their facilities get investigated for worker abuse. Think about that. 2018, Coke Foods, Inc. settled a $3.75 million lawsuit that alleged supervisors engaged in both racial and sexual harassment of Latina workers at its Morton, Mississippi plant. While it's unclear if the raids are being triggered by federal authorities responding to the mistreatment of workers, the overall effect of these raids has had a chilling effect on workers speaking out. PaydayReport.com has more on this story, and it's worth checking it out. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Elizabeth Warren is proposing a public option for the internet. The 2020 contender says she wants to make sure every U.S. home has a fiber broadband connection at an affordable cost. From ABC News, billionaire Tom Steyer has spent more than $6.6 million on television and online ads in the first 4 weeks of his campaign for the presidency. This according to television and online ad data. What a total burning money would have been more productive. The New York Times reports that President Trump is reportedly mulling the commutation of the 14-year sentence of former Illinois governor and former Celebrity Apprentice contestant Rod Blagojevich, who was convicted in 2011 of 17 federal corruption charges after he was trying to sell off the appointment to the vacated Senate seat of newly elected President Barack Obama. Talk about a throwback Thursday.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.